Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studio today, we have a guest, Marcy Jelm, who is with Lutheran Social Service. And Marcy gave me a call a while back, wanted to get on the radio a little bit and talk about some of the services that Lutheran Social Service provides. Did I get that right, Marcy?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, thank you so much, Maynard, for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You live up in the Glenwood area,
right? I do, yes, yes. So my husband and I, we have two little girls. Clara will be 4 and Annie is 18 months, so they keep us busy. But yeah, we do live in Glenwood, and we've been there for about 8 years. And I've been with Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota for 2.5 years in my position. So.
Okay, and you travel around a pretty good area.
I do, yeah. Yeah, so currently I cover all the way up to Becker County, so the Detroit Lakes area, and then all the way down to Yellow Medicine, Granite Falls area, and kind of everything in between is what I say. So.
And you're happy that the weather is shaped up so you can
yes, yes.
Get out
hopefully
on the road
spring
a little bit.
Is on the way.
Yeah, I think everybody else feels the same way.
Yes, I know. And everybody I talk to, they're like, okay, it's coming. I'm like,
sooner or later.
All right.
Well, spring is actually here, I guess, but if you wouldn't guess it by looking out the window.
Technically, yes, it is, yeah, but.
Waiting for the warm stuff.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Well, you've got a couple of programs we want to talk about here today. One is Senior Companions, and the other one we'll get to is the Foster Grandparent Program. So why don't you tell us, first off, a little bit, what's Senior Companions all about?
Yeah, great question. Thank you for asking. So our Senior Companion Program is volunteers that are ages 55 or better, is what I like to say. And they will provide service to the older adult population. And so maybe it would be taking a client out for a meal, or to doctor's appointments, or grocery shopping, or if they just want to go have a cup of coffee and just visit. You know, kind of what friends do for friends is what right. we usually say. And they, you know, serve anywhere from 5 to 10 hours a week. We really strive for that 10 hours a week of volunteering. But both foster grandparent and senior companions, they do earn a stipend deposit for their service, which is really cool. And it's actually effective April 1st will be up to $4 an hour.
Okay.
So just a nice little added bonus there.
Is there some training that goes along with this?
Yeah. Yeah. So we do background checks, and we do an onboarding process with all of our volunteers. We're a state and federally funded program. So we do the background checks, and then we also have some orientation that we go through, and then also 20 hours of pre-service training that our volunteers go through.
Okay.
And then once a month, once you're onboarded as a volunteer, then we have once a month meetings that we just get together and visit about how are things going, how, you know, if is there any support that myself as the program coordinator for the programs, any extra support that I can provide those volunteers.
You know, how do you connect your senior companions up with other people? How does that all system
yeah,
all work?
So we do what we call a match meeting. We get client referrals a lot of times from public health sources. So, you know, for example, up in Alexandria area is the Horizon Public Health. They will then send us the referrals. We look at what are the client's interests and then what are the volunteers' interests. And we do our best to create those longer lasting matches. We look at, you know, what are the hobbies? What do they like to do? Can we then create a good companionship, a good friendship between the two of them? Does it always work? Maybe not. And that's okay. We're all different, and that's okay too. So, yeah, that's...
Okay, so Countryside Public Health referrals,
yep.
Maybe any other organizations that you work with then, family services, that kind of thing?
Family services, the counties themselves, mm-hmm. like I mentioned, public health nursing would give us those referrals. And we also get people in the community calling in for referrals, you know, maybe about their loved one.
Or a neighbor or something that's
yeah.
Lonely, maybe
yep.
a spouse passed away or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, yep, for sure.
Yeah, having a friend can... mean a lot to people.
It does.
Yes.
Yes.
And some people aren't real good about going out and finding
right.
other people.
Right.
They're a little shy
and
about
and
them.
Also too, Maynard, what a lot of people will say, you know, the volunteers will say is, I get just as much, if not more, out of it than what the clients maybe do. You know, they know that they're doing good in their community.
Right. That's a good be a good job for somebody maybe who's retired and looking
yes.
for something to do, looking
yeah.
for still some meaning in their lives.
Exactly. Giving back to the community and kind right. of that feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, senior companions is one thing, and then you've got, tell me about your foster grandparents. How does that
work? Yeah, yeah. So the foster grandparents, they would go through the same onboarding process as a senior companion. The only difference is that the foster grandparents then will provide service within the school district and within the schools. And so they might, you know, they'll work generally one-on-one or small group situations with the students that are, you know, maybe just need that little extra TLC, you know, or they just need maybe some assistance with mathematical skills or language skills. Reading is a big thing, or just mentoring, you know.
Yeah, a lot of times parents are working or mom or dad is not on the picture,
and
it's nice to have a little bit of little help and little mentoring from the grandparent type.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and so just the same with Senior Companion, the program is funded by AmeriCorps Seniors, so state and federally funded program, just as Senior Companion is, and the foster grandparents also earn that stipend, and then also both programs earn mileage reimbursement as well. So,
how are you doing for volunteers these days? You need more, or is it hard to get?
We need more. We need more statewide. Actually, COVID really took a hit on our volunteering. But we're slowly getting back up there. And, you know, if anybody has any questions, I just encourage them to reach out to me and we can talk through any questions they might have or concerns they might have. That's what I'm here for. And I'm happy to answer any questions that they would have.
So. Okay. It's probably like getting workers for business and everything else these days.
Exactly.
There's kind of a shortage of people.
Yeah.
There are people that are willing to get out there. And some people are, you know, still with the COVID thing, you know, I think it's kind of, but not really over, but it's one of those things we're just going to have to live with. So
it's going to be around.
I've had it a couple of times, and
you
know, I don't think too much about it anymore. But I know there are some people that are still pretty concerned about.
Right,
they
right.
might have some immune problems and things that don't want to get out. So.
And you know, we try to encourage our volunteers to get in the client's home or where the client lives, but we also then could provide phone visits too.
Okay.
You know, if you know of someone that's lonely and could just use some phone calls, you know.
Or suppose they want to meet down at the senior center or something.
Sure.
And that's fine, too, whatever. So just
get
them together one way or another.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, sounds like some great programs. And again, if anybody is interested, give us your contact information.
Yeah. So my work cell phone number, you can reach me at area code 320-368-0184.
Okay.
And if I don't answer, if I'm busy with other things, it is a secure voicemail, so you can leave me a message, and I'll definitely return phone calls as able. So
right, and they can reach you with an email too. I see at Marci MARCI dot Jelm, but put an H on there.
Yes, it confuses everybody.
ELM at lssmn.org.
Correct.
So if they need that information and happen to hear it on the radio, and it's not always so easy to write things down, we'd be more than happy to we'll hang on to your info here and have it for them. So.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Well, Marci, we appreciate you coming down to the studios here to talk with us a little bit about the foster grandparent and the senior companion programs, and encourage people to get involved, give you a call if they want more information.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much again for having me.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.